Pure. It's Tuesday, July 19th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the recession planning conversation outline and Gen Z talks and searches in a whole new way. This is the Business of Tech. So, Gartner, I quoted them last week with that 3% increase in IT spending. Well, digging into it, note it's a drop from 5% predictions. So, predictions despite inflation, but a subtlety to note. Which led me to an opinion piece in the New Stack, which was another perspective on that question from the audience. How do I talk to my customers about recession planning? Quoting from the piece with five key points. Make a plan with the CEO. An IT manager must work closely with their company's CEO when they're analyzing the organization's current business situation and mapping out a recession strategy. Reassess what you have, a zero-based approach in which each expenditure is evaluated based on the actual need or cost, can help identify money-saving opportunities within an organization. Less data, not more. CTOs and other technology leaders who want to ensure their companies are in a good position for a recovery can save money long-term by looking at how they manage their data. Move to the cloud. A recession might not seem like the best time for a business to make infrastructure changes, but despite an initial investment, a company can reduce its IT costs by shifting to the cloud. And think carefully about who's getting laid off. No one likes layoffs, but a deep recession may demand workforce cuts. However, any cuts must protect not only the core business functions, but also leave room for growth after the crisis. Why do we care? This sounds thematically like what I've been saying and resonated with previous statements I've made. Repetition does not spoil the prayer, as they say, and in particular, these views are savvy ways of expressing the benefits. In a new study by Duolingo and Slack, Americans are more likely to find emoji-less texts or messages to be lacking compared to global respondents at 71% versus 57%. At the same time, a quarter of Americans are confused about the difference between the loudly crying emoji and face with tears of joy. But 7 in 10 Americans feel that unless a message has an emoji in it, it is incomplete. Now, let's pair this with another new perspective from Google. TikTok is a threat to their core businesses, including search and maps. The head of Google's Knowledge and Information Organization referenced the popular social media app in a broader conversation at Fortune's Brainstorm Tech Conference about the future of Google's products and its use of AI. In a discussion about the evolution of search, he somewhat offhandedly noted that younger users were now often turning to apps like Instagram and TikTok instead of Google Search or Maps for discovery purposes. In their studies, 40% of young people don't go to Google Maps or Search when they're looking for data like a place for lunch. Why do we care? Been giving a lot of thought to the difference in generations of workers. I suspect there will be more on this tomorrow, too. My own bias here, I struggle with emojis in texts and never in emails because of ensuring it communicating the proper intentions. However, Gen Z will speak this natively, and now looking for answers not only expressed differently, but in new places. We care because this is the next generation, not only of workers, but of customers. Can you speak effectively with them and find them in the right places? Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domains like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less each day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today is National Daiquiri Day. A little unfortunate it falls on a Tuesday, but then again, it's also Stick Out Your Tongue Day. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.